Don't they make fingerprint-resistant brewing equipment yet?
I have no idea.
I mean, you can buy, like, fingerprint-resistant trash cans.
Why? What? Really? That's a thing?
Because of people like John and Rich, apparently, that can't stand fingerprints on
stainless
steel. We had to buy a fingerprint-resistant refrigerator.
Just don't buy stainless steel.
But all of the rest of our appliances are stainless steel. And try to tell a brewer not to buy stainless steel. Come on.
I mean, are there any...
Well, brass, maybe.
Non... Yes.
Copper. So copper.
Okay. What other metals besides copper and brass? Are these the other ones?
Well,
that
yeah, you need to... It needs... I'm not getting this conversation with you.
Plastic works mm-hmm. really well.
Yeah, plastic does. It's got good thermal
quartz.
Quartz.
Yeah.
Quartz, well, you could limestone. Get one of those, what are the cement things that,
yeah,
that brewery was on... The eggs. Aren't they like cement or
cement
something?
Cement fermenters.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
There you go. No fingerprints on that.
No.
But isn't cement kind of porous?
A little bit.
It would be good for wild ales.
Yeah.
Maybe. But probably not.
To make some wild pilsners.
Yeah, that's not happening down there.
At least we can all agree
you guys
that
have really similar palates.
Yeah.
We do. Mike and I are on the same wavelength.
That's right.
We can all agree that they're sprinkles and not Jimmy's.
Yeah, they're sprinkles.
Well.
No.
Oh,
no!
Don't even.
I'm from New England. That's what we call them. Jimmy's.
But is there a difference between the all chocolate and the rainbows?
No, Rainbow Jimmy's sounds like a gay club.
Well.
Did you just say, well?
That's enough.
Oh,
right
God.
There, that's enough.
What's up?
Speaking of the effort of
yeah.
Brewfest.
Sorry, sir.
Okay, I love this beer, and I've gone on record saying I love this beer, but this fucking cannoli calzone, holy shit.
Yeah, holy cannoli.
I hate you for telling me this existed.
Holy cannoli.
Dynamite. Holy cannoli. Holy cannoli.
An update. Holy cannoli. I finished the pizza.
Good Lord. Well, thank you for sharing that.
I was going to say, how many pieces did you share? One?
One.
I'll let Dan finish the cannoli.
One.
Hey, I will take that.
Of course.
What's the name of the band that plays in the cantina? The cantina band? I feel like that would be you guys more.
I want to be the...
Pretty straightforward.
Like, the lady with the big lips coming out.
Singing.
Oh yeah. What, yeah. I forget her name.
She sounds like a jazz singer.
So she could be with the cantina band. That would work.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah.
Done.
John, which Star Wars character do you want to be?
Jawa.
I don't know.
Did you just
Jawa's
make
good.
No, no, no. Do you say you want to be Jabba or a Jawa?
Jawa.
Okay.
Jawa's good. As long as he didn't say Jar Jar Binks.
I think we can all agree on that.
Lisa, like beer.
Although, in my opinion, Darth Maul is the best Sith ever. I know people will hate me for that, but that's what I think.
Hey,
he had
the coolest lightsaber.
And who was the asshole, the new Sith? I block
Kylo,
out his name.
Kylo Ren.
He is the biggest pussy that ever held a lightsaber, ever. So, Patrick, how are you?
What do you mean?
That still counts.
Okay.
I admittedly never saw a Star Wars movie until I met Rich. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And where would you consider yourself now on the Star Wars geekdom?
I definitely appreciate it.
That's not resounding.
That's a dodge.
It's way better than Star Trek.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh.
No, I really like... I will admit, like... I think I appreciate the new films more because that's probably when I got into it, but... And Darth Maul is my favorite Sith.
What?
And probably my favorite character. But,
yeah, but there's those classic 4, 5, and 6. I'll tell you what...
I love Chewie, and I love Harrison Ford, so you can't go wrong.
I think the acting definitely in 4, 5, and 6, a little bit up there.
Yeah.
A little bit up there. Then you go to episode 1, and you're just like, let down.
Well, that's why you just focus on Darth Maul and ignore everything else about that movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Queen Amidala's wardrobe, maybe. I would take her wardrobe.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to see. Let's just go there.
You want to say so much more.
Trying to keep it somewhat PC.